This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I want to read to you a captivating text exchange I had with somebody over the break. The 817, Kevin, you already have already talked about the time you used gaslighting in a situation. It was on the radio. I remember it clearly. My response, oh, dip, does that mean I was gaslighting the audience about my desire to use gaslighting? Their response, no, I was gaslighting you by saying that. So that was an Uno reverse on you.
Oh, woo! I love the Uno reverse. I love that as an option.
You got got.
I did get got. All right. Do you want to start with...
You've been jammed.
You just got Jimmy jammed. You want to start with Rangers or Four Nations?
Let's start with Four Nations.
All right. Give me cut number 6, and let's talk about the Four Nations face-off.
Skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass. Kachuk. Check from behind. Tries a bank shot. Score! Second effort from Kachuk ties the game at 1.
If you like the Kachuk brothers, jeez, Brady, man, and Matthew were getting work done yesterday. I know we talked about the Four Nations faceoff yesterday, and we had the conversation about, like, are people excited about it? Are they going to be fired up? So I started watching it, and it took 1 minute. I have to admit, I wasn't really locked in on Canada-Sweden the night before. It took 1 minute for me to be in this game when a fight broke out in front of the goal. And I was like, okay, So this isn't some BS exhibition, all-star nonsense. We're about that.
There was a big hit on the boards next to the bench.
And they couldn't get the people off the ice.
That was awesome.
And like, then did you see one of the players? It was one of the United States players. Sorry, I don't remember who it was. Essentially, it was like covering their face because people were falling and skates were flying. And I was like, that's smart. That is very smart.
And the Kachuk brothers are 2 years apart. Like, this is a really, for them specifically, being just 2 years apart, being that close, not playing on the same NHL team, but getting a chance to play on a team like this, that's got to be the most fun. To be, you know, like, they love the sport this much, and they're out there together getting a win and getting to go at it.
So the United States beat Finland 6-1. The United States,
which is not an expected score,
and
I don't think,
and not really indicative of how most of the game went. It's like it felt early in the first period that the United States was in control, but then Hellebuck's supposed to be the best goalie on the face of planet Earth, and Finland scores kind of a soft goal on him, so you're losing. Obviously, the United States ties it up, and then they take the lead in the second period, but it is still just 2-1, and Finland is showing more life than at least I thought they did for a big chunk of the first period. And then, if you like goals, boy, the third period was for you. But if you missed the beginning of the third period, the United States scored twice in 30 seconds, and then they scored their third goal 3 minutes in. And so let's take you to the last goal. This is Kachuk, the other Kachuk, with the last goal of the game.
Gets a return. Orensky shoots. Score on the rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Tkachuk.
So the United States wins 6-1. And I know obviously you were given breakdown of the game, Corey. But were you in on it? Like, were you excited to watch this game?
Yeah, no, and because I had gotten lucky to catch the Canada and Sweden game the night before, so seeing the intensity that they popped into there with, I was like, all right, that's feels like it's going to be brought the same way in this whole series. I was expecting that it's going to be like that, and now I'm getting more excited about the potential between Canada and the U.S. and the styles of hockey they play. And what's really interesting, Kevin, last night, and the night before, is watching the different styles of these four nations and the way that they approach it. The U.S. is like shock and awe. We're just going to overwhelm you with everything we have, and we're really good defensively too. And Finland was like, well, we're stacking everything at the blue line. Good luck getting past us. Well, they were figured it out.
Yes.
And Finland is very like, we're going to be here, and we're going to send one, and we're going to get through, and we might have a breakaway. And so, like, watching the styles of hockey is a lot of fun, too. I'm in for the rest of this tournament, and I was just reading this story. Now, there's a story online about the Tkachuk brothers and Keith, their father.
Yep. Also an NHL player.
Talking about his 1996 World Cup, which was in Montreal, which is where Brady and Matthew will play their first games of the Four Nations. In Keith's time, it was the U.S. and Canada, the heated series. He said, really, nobody gave us a chance to win. It was probably the biggest thrill of my life in hockey terms. We all bonded. It was incredible to be able to play with those guys. Everything's measured against Canada. They're the best. They deserve the best. So to go out and beat them when they have guys like Gretzky, Messier, Yzerman, Sakic, that was the best experience of my life for sure. And that's what these guys are going through right now. They're not playing against low-end dudes that are on a bench for somebody. No. These are all the stars. My son Carter last night came in, sat down, and he was like, can you explain this to me? And I explained it, and he looked at me and he goes, so I'm watching the best right now. And I said, absolutely. And so he was hooked once he knew that.
And so look, McKinnon, McDavid, Crosby, you have a stacked roster. I probably shouldn't leave out McCarr. You have a stacked roster for Canada. And just think about this. If you missed the first two games, you want to jump in. Doubleheader tomorrow. Finland, Sweden at noon, but United States and Canada at 7 p.m. tomorrow. I know a lot of people are going to be going out and everything like that. It's going to be on ABC. It's on ESPN Plus, and it's at the Bell Center in Montreal. So if you want to hear a hostile crowd towards the United States and an uber pro-Canadian crowd, this is going to be this. I mean, these are the best two teams, theoretically, in the tournament, and it's going to be a pro-Canadian crowd. I think that game is going to be so freaking intense.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Again, the perfect time when basketball is, shutting off.
They're on their all-star break.
Everything else is gone, and you're highlighting the best of your best right there in front of everybody. And I did see there would be six nations if Russia wasn't in the war in Belarus.
Yeah.
So they took them out.
Russia's squad would be freaking stacked
as
well.
Yeah.
By the way, another star that's about to get in the mix here. Thomas Harley has been called up as a standby defenseman for Canada. So you remember how we talked about how
the emergency goalie?
Well, that too. But like the Stars have their head coach, their GM, another assistant as all part of the Canadian staff. My son Brandon was like, why? And I go, well, I guess for this reason, talent acquisition. And they were like, hey, we got this dude on our team. Thomas Harley would really help you out. So just keep an eye out on that. And then I was really glad to see that the opening night of the Four Nations scored a big rating. So again, it was Canada against Sweden. You brought it up. It was on TNT, True, all of the
TBS.
Exactly, sports platforms.
Jackie Redmond was right there in your face.
It had more than 1 million people watched it to average.
Whoa.
That was the highest rating of a game on TNT this year and their highest rated non-playoff hockey game ever.
That's impressive.
And that was for Canada-Sweden. I would imagine, since like obviously these are North American ratings, that the ratings would be high for last night. And then I would imagine, especially with the shift on ABC as well, that you should be able to get a pretty darn good hockey audience going tomorrow night for US and Canada.
Here's what I would suggest. Go ahead and if you've never really paid attention to hockey and you're like, I'm excited, you guys have got me excited, I'd like to check it out.
It's a blast.
Then do this. Go find whatever website it is that has the list of the players and what teams they play for in the NHL. Because I think what's going to happen, Kevin, is as you're watching some of these players, you're going to get hooked on, I like that player. Or, man, he made an amazing play. Who is that? Because you don't know hockey. A lot of us are still trying to figure it out. And that what that will do is then you're like, I'm going to go follow that team. I think this is going to expose a lot more people to the NHL.
And no, I do not know if there's any truth to the rumor that we're playing tomorrow for the rights to Canada. I do not believe that is factually accurate, but then I feel like even more pressure would go on there. All right, let me throw this out there real quick. Give me cut number three, if you will. Will this fine gentleman make the MLB All-Star team this year?
Wu to Langford, and there's a drive into deep left field. Rosarena back on this. Nothing he can do. It's over the wall. A three-run blast for Wyatt Langford. He brings the Rangers back to within a run at 5-4.
So ESPN has their way too early 2025, all kinds of predictions. But I wanted to focus in specifically on the American League All-Stars.
Okay.
And so you go down the list and the Rangers have two. One of them is Wyatt Langford as a backup outfielder. So I want to start with that. Do you think Wyatt Langford reasonably has this season All-Star team potential?
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think I do too.
Yeah, I mean, I know last year we were very hyped and we were looking at the highest end of Wyatt Langford to start and rip through the season that way, and it didn't quite happen. But we saw a very good version of him, and if that's the version we're going to get, I mean, just listening to Jared talk about him this morning, even as he was going through his rough patch last year, other people around the league were saying, no, you can tell.
Just wait. Yeah.
You can tell. Just looking at the player, seeing what his body of work is, knowing who he is, he's going to continue to be a star. So, yes, I think he has the potential to do that.
Now, if you gentlemen only got to pick one more All-Star for the Texas Rangers this season, who would you pick?
Oh.
So it's Wyatt Langford and who? And this is not my list. This is what ESPN is calling.
I'd lean Jacob deGrom.
That's good. Ooh. That's a good selection right there. Okay. That's a very good selection.
Does that mean you're going to agree
with this selection? I want to, but I'm going to go with Corey Seager.
Oh. Corey Seager is the answer, and you could tell by that reaction from Alec. He feels kind of stupid for not saying that.
Yeah.
By the way, ESPN even goes out of their way to say one of their key omissions at pitcher is Jacob deGrom. So they acknowledged what you said, Alec.
So they acknowledged that they're stupid. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, kind of by saying key omission. But the other one listed is Corey Seager. And as we've talked about, shortstop is loaded in the American League because their starting shortstop would be Bobby Witt. And then the backup would be Gunnar Henderson and Corey Seager. I mean, you're talking about, what, three of potentially the top 10 players in the league?
Yeah.
All at one position? All in one league?
Yeah. And, I mean, as Corey Seager, when it comes to hitting the baseball, like, that's what separates him because of the power he hits with.
Right.
And that was something, I believe it was Dave Raymond was on with G-Bag yesterday, and he was talking about Jake Berger. I mean, I know we're talking All-Star here, but he was talking about Jake Berger and how much that should help Corey Seager.
Yeah.
He was like, because I think he said Corey Seager had like 15 hits over 110 miles an hour, which means you really squared up the ball. Berger had 31.
Wow.
And so like you have somebody with this power. We didn't really, you had Josh Smith last year, but it wasn't like I'm terrified of whoever's following Corey Seager right now. This lineup looks like it's going to be that way this year, and that's positive for sure.
Yeah, so wanted to throw that out there. Hopefully it'll be more than that, but just wanted to give you an early preview as we are just about a week and a half away from being out in Surprise for our spring training coverage. Remember, the rest of the Rangers roster will report on Monday. Pitchers and catchers reported on Wednesday. So we're getting closer and closer to baseball right here on your home of the Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Rutgers basketball, Scott Van Pelt, and Saudi Arabian soccer. Do any of these entities deserve forgiveness? Do you? Forgiveness Friday next right here on The Fan.
Harper will set up the offense. And despite his recent struggles with his health, he's still top 10 in the conference in assists. Harper, swinging the defense, a step through and the finish.
Can Fancy Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. It is a shout out Friday. Hey, boys, I'm a loyal. Because I wanted to say Lolo, because I was going to say loyal and Tolo. And I was like, that's not right.
Loyal. He's a professional
talker. Tolo. Sometimes words are difficult.
Hello, Odo.
Since day one, and I'm turning 50. Love you guys. That's Big Red from Aubrey, Texas.
50. Dang.
You'll be there sooner than you know it, Corey.
What?
Yeah.
You're right.
And then from the, let's see, from the 972. Oh, that's nice. Shout out to you guys for having a great show from the 682. Did anyone check on Flula and if he's watching? I guess we haven't checked in on Flula since the Luka trade.
No, we haven't. I'll reach out to him and
okay.
See what's up.
All right. Let's see. See if we can make it happen.
Yeah,
because
he's in L.A. Yeah, he's probably, yeah.
Right now, it's time for Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. Do you need to ask for somebody for forgiveness? Do they need to ask you for forgiveness? I'm going to start with these two broadcasters, all right? I want to see what you think is more...
I thought he was talking about us.
No, not you guys. Is more in need of forgiveness? Is it Scott Van Pelt, who gave his 10 NFL predictions? And they were this. The Browns and the Dolphins missed the playoffs. Correct. There will be at least two rookies to pass 1,000 receiving yards, but they won't match Puka Nacua's rookie year. Correct! Then, the Atlanta Falcons would win the NFC South. Wrong. Brock Purdy will throw for the most touchdown passes in the league. Wrong. Trevor Lawrence will surpass 4,200 yards, 4,263 yards passing. Wrong. There will be six wide receivers to surpass 1,500 yards. Wrong. There were two. There will be fewer than 10 1,000-yard rushers in the league. Wrong. There were 16. A kicker will set the record for longest field goal. Wrong. The Detroit Lions will have home field advantage in the NFC playoffs and go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong. And the Baltimore Ravens will win the Super Bowl. Wrong.
Was that a bold prediction segment or just a predictions?
No, this is regular predictions.
I mean, some of those sounded reasonable before the season.
Okay.
Some of those really did sound reasonable. The Brock Purdy one, kind of ridiculous, but.
Now, is that worse than Carl Ravage?
Oh.
I like both of these guys very much. This is one of my favorite bits of content that has existed all year. He was talking about the SEC. We know how dominant they were in non-conference season. The SEC was 185-23. Since January 1st into Tuesday, the SEC teams in conference play are only 82-82. There's been no ability to pull away. There's been no dominant group of teams. Now, what is wrong with that statement?
It's not true.
It is true.
No, I saw something about this, about the 82-82 thing. And
well,
I
think about it.
Was.
In conference play, it is impossible to ever have a record that is not 500.
Gotcha.
Because every conference game is between two conference teams where one will win and one will lose.
So he's trolling, though.
I don't think so.
I think I saw that he's trolling on
this. I thought he apologized.
Okay, all right.
And now maybe he's like, no, I was just kidding. But I think...
It's really funny. He should have just said I was trolling everybody.
I mean, and maybe he was, but that...
Hey, you big dummies.
That is amazing.
That is good.
They are just 82-82. No one's been able to pull away in SEC conference
play. He's not wrong.
When I saw that, honestly, I thought he was talking about baseball season, and I was like, well, that's a 500 season right there.
Sure. We're not quite there yet, though. We're almost. I guess college baseball starts today.
82-82. I mean, that's an extra two games.
Maybe there's a tie.
Doubleheader.
Yeah.
Four games.
For fun.
It's only two, Corey. You got it.
Oh, man.
I know.
Go to the next story.
All right. From the 858, Anthony Rendon needs to ask the Angels for forgiveness. Remember, you brought this stat up earlier. The Washington Nationals have used 19 third basemen since letting him go, and the Angels, who got him, have used 28 third basemen.
That's sad, dude. I think, was Bobby saying that it's $700,000 or $7 million per home run or per hit that he's had since he was an Angel?
Oh, no.
It's like a ridiculous number that he's been able to do.
Oof, that's rough. Now, I'm going to go back to college basketball. Does the Rutgers college basketball team need to ask for forgiveness?
Okay.
They're 12-13.
Sounds like they're rocking along.
Is that what you took from that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They've won 12 games. That's positive.
They've lost 13.
They get to play a season, though. All right.
That is true. The reason why they probably need to ask for forgiveness is in Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, they have two probably locks for the top 10 of the NBA draft, and they might go 2-3 in the draft.
Oh, wow.
How?
And they've lost 13 games?
Yes. How do you have two of the presumptive top five picks in the draft?
No bigs.
And your team is 12-13. I mean,
maybe you have a Luka on the team.
Ace Bailey is a wing player. He's not small.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 6'8", 6'9". He's a wing.
Cool story.
Though.
Most basketball players are in that range, bro.
Is that true?
I feel like it.
Hmm.
Average height of NBA players.
I'm going to go 6.
Give me a minute.
6. Based on absolutely nothing.
Alec, I need you to take this over.
I don't have any information in front of me, but that's just what I'm going to go with. 6'6". But okay, I understand what you're saying.
6'6".
Let's go!
8 inches taller than the average U.S. person.
Oh, wow.
And like 17 than me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm only 3 inches away from being an NBA player.
You need some insoles. That's what you need.
But if you think about what he just said, Alex.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to act like it didn't happen because I'm totally going to use it against him later.
All right. I do.
Yeah, it seems like they should be better. If they have two stars on their team.
Stars!
I would be questioning whether or not those two stars have legitimate ability to be NBA players. Like, you guys couldn't drag this team?
So I do have another college basketball forgiveness Friday story that is not fun in any way, shape, or form. Sedona Prince, the TCU basketball player, has been accused of numerous ex-girlfriends and partners in recent years have accused her of sexual assault.
Oh, man.
Now, multiple women came forward to report incidents of alleged abuse stemming from physical, sexual, and emotional incidents through her times at both Oregon and TCU, which is where she started at the beginning of last season. Now, Prince has denied this, and she said she never abused anyone in her life mentally, emotionally, or physically. And her attorney said, unfortunately, others have decided to use Sedona as a launch point for their career. In an effort to create some relationship privacy, Sedona has asked girlfriends to sign non-disclosure agreements because their personal, intimate moments should not be the subject of public discussion. But on the flip side, obviously, you understand how it looks when somebody has to sign or does sign an NDA.
Yeah.
Is that I'm not saying it's true, but the thought does cross your mind that, like, maybe that is for a specific reason.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into any more of the details, but just trust me, there are very graphic details out there that probably, like, we just don't need on air, and especially at 11:30 in the morning. But if you feel like reading the report, it's out there.
Yeah, email Kevin, he'll send it to you.
I might not, but there are some shocking accusations in this. And again, accusation does not mean guilt. And Sedona has already come out. Her attorney has already come out and said not true. But just keep an eye out on that because it is a very sad story.
From the 469, forgive me, Friday. Forgiveness Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad at the Rangers for not signing Anthony Rendon. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay. I would like that if that happened more often. We need to bring that segment back.
Maybe, what were you wrong about?
Yeah, maybe once a month.
Yeah,
maybe
it's a
trust once
drink.
Every couple of weeks.
Yeah, nobody's judging you for that.
Look, I did not love when the Texas Rangers signed Adrian Beltre because I thought he popped some huge numbers on a one-year contract, and I was like,
Never won a World Series with us.
Okay.
Guess who did? Boach.
That's true. I mean, I supported when Boach came here.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to lighten this up a little bit, Kevin? Because I have some Texas Rangers Valentines. that I found from the Texas Rangers.
Yes, okay. I saw these.
No, these
just,
are,
just as long as they're not the Bobby ones yeah. that I'm going
to
have.
You don't want me to read the Bobby
no,
ones?
No,
okay.
I don't.
This is Corey Seager, Kevin.
Okay.
I love you down to my Corey.
Okay.
Yeah? You like that?
All right.
This is for Wyatt Langford.
Like is a strong word.
You're a grand slam.
Okay.
All right.
Future All-Star.
For Jake Berger, we could be quite the combo.
I like it.
That's a good one right there. Okay with Evaldi. My feelings for you have evolved.
Ooh, let me ask you, can I step back one more?
Mm-hmm.
Just want back to Jake Berger.
Yeah.
Is there any chance if he gave somebody a Valentine, he could say, I'll bring the burger, you bring the shake?
Hey, I think that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
I like it.
Josh Young, you make me feel forever young.
Okay.
Good song.
Marcus Semien, this is from the Rangers Facebook page, by the way. Maybe it's on Twitter as well.
I don't know why. I was really hoping that all of these players like wrote these Valentines, and they were like, you better put a pun in it.
Marcus Semien, my love for you is Semiering. That one's kind of
tough,
care guys.
For that.
Yeah.
Put that on the edit part.
All right, yeah. But I think that this morning they called him, I think Schiaffalo is going to ask the players in at spring training, if they like these names, food items, Semien Toast Crunch.
I like that one.
I like that.
That was the clever.
That's good.
Bruce Bochy, you've managed to steal my heart for Bruce Bochy because he's manager.
Which is ironic because he doesn't love to steal bases. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed.
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
Misunderstood.
Seriously though, if Marcus Semien steals second base, now first base is open and you can open it up for Corey Seager to be there, and you want Corey Seager to hit it over the wall. Jacob DeGrom, you're the best. Jonah Heim, you're a catcher. You're a catcher.
Edit.
You're my jock jam.
Okay.
Does that work? All right, Texas Rangers. Kevin has some.
Why are people sending in more aggressive versions of some of this? I don't know. From the 817. I don't know about this one. All right. This is more of an adult Valentine from the 817. Jake Berger could say, I'll bring the meat if you bring the buns. Now, that is about a picnic.
And
I imagine.
A hot dog or a hamburger.
Cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look. Yes, I also understand the Marcus Semien plays that you can make. We're not going to do that. I did say one to Alec in the talkback, but we're not going to do that. By the way, fun thing that we like to do here on the talkback button, the producer will hear what you say. And so sometimes I have things that I want to say that I'm like, that's probably shouldn't be on air. And so I'll just push the talkback and just tell Alec. And he has to deal with it.
And that's the reason why I can't sleep at night sometimes.
That makes a lot of sense. From the 214, I need forgiveness. I forgot today's Valentine's Day. Didn't get the wife anything. Get some flowers at Kroger or Tom Thumb on the way home.
That is a good idea.
Shout out to all the lonely women.
Wait.
What?
Please.
Okay.
Should he be in trouble, though, if she didn't get him anything?
No.
This is a mutual holiday.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. Adrian had me some chocolates. And a card.
That's nice.
And I was like, that's sweet. So I'm going to get her some flowers on the way home.
Otherwise, you'd have stiffed her. Well,
I really don't care about that. Yep. Well, we also have guests coming in tonight, so it's going to be difficult. Shout out to all the lonely women in DFW on this day. I hope your degrees are keeping you warm tonight.
Like
he said, smart women are lonely.
Oh, man.
Wow. Educated women.
I did not qualify for that joke because I was like, because it's cold outside.
Yeah, no, he's
so
talking about the.
I didn't qualify in the smart category.
Your PhDs.
I guess that's why I got married. I'm not entirely sure. That feels like a really mean-spirited joke. Oh, okay. Look, 940. That one that you sent in.
All of them are
fun. That is about Drake and the Texas Rangers.
You
is
can't do that one.
Objectively hilarious.
Can't do it.
But I can't read that on air. I just want you to know, how clever you are. Let's see if everyone else can piece it together. By the way, does Saudi Arabian soccer need to ask for forgiveness? They said there will be no alcohol sales at the 2034 FIFA World Cup.
Ridiculous.
Do you panic about this, or do you think that's 9.5 years away? I'm not going to deal with that for like 9 years.
Didn't they do this already? Like one of the World Cup countries, they said no.
Was it Qatar?
Alcohol.
Is it Qatar? Yeah, I still Qatar. Can't get that right.
And it seemed fine. Everybody seemed like they were all right. Just smuggle in some beer. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Bottle of whiskey.
Okay. Well, there's the advice on how to circumvent the rules by Corey Majors.
Get one of those flip-flops with the flask in them. You'll be all right. Reefs.
Flip-flop in a flask?
You wear
or
the flip-flop.
A flask in a flip-flop?
It's in the sole of the flip-flop, and there's a little screw top on the side.
Wow. Do you think people look at you if they see you drinking out of your shoe? Probably not at a soccer
match. They're not going to talk to you about it. They're going to be like, I don't want to talk to that guy. He's drinking out of his shoe.
That's a good point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. NFL teams poised to make a jump next season. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Coming in motion, Warner. Next to Kittle, tight right. Juszczyk goes right. Purdy takes it, hands off to McCaffrey off the left side. Breaks a tackle! Touchdown! San Francisco!
Why did you... what are you doing here? Just because he told you, hey, play this audio, doesn't mean you have to play San Francisco Christian McCaffrey audio all the time.
I mean...
You have free will.
I do, but...
Give that a try.
Yeah, last time I played the wrong cut, you saw what happened.
Oh, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
Chocolates.
And I wanted to... That's fair.
Reese's.
I wanted to start with that highlight because CBS Sports had an article out, 5 NFL teams poised to make a leap next season. Wanted to see how you feel about this. The New England Patriots. 4-13 last year. They think they have their quarterback and they have all of the money in the world to spend. Could you see them... Like, even a leap could be, I don't know, 8-9?
I have a programming question.
Oh, sure.
Are you doing 5 teams poised to make a major fall?
That thought had crossed my mind for later, but not...
It might be in the C block
okay,
today.
Okay, that's fine.
Patriots. I think they can. I think it's going to take time for Vrabel to put together what he wants, but I think the foundation's there. They got the quarterback. Now, the leap is a good question, though, because they're division.
Yeah.
And... Buffalo, I don't think you're going to overcome them. Miami's weird because they should be better, but they aren't. It all hinges on Tua. Like, everything about their playoff chances hinges on Tua. So I think it is very, very, they have a very big chance of making that leap this year.
Okay.
Because I don't believe anything about the Jets.
What about the Carolina Panthers?
No. They played Bryce. Better at the end of the season last year.
Okay.
And Bryce Young looked more confident, more comfortable in the pocket. But I still feel like they have too many other things they're still trying to figure out. That being said, another year with the head coach, another year of continuity there should be helpful for them this offseason.
The San Francisco 49ers makes a lot of sense, right? Like, obviously they had a ton of injuries. Or do you think...
I don't know, man.
Okay.
If Debo wants out, Ayuk was out for most of the season this year, and replacing him's different. Juwan Jennings is good and everything, but I don't know. I have questions about them. Is McCaffrey going to be healthy? Now, one of the questions I have, too, is... Their defense didn't look as physical this past season. It just didn't look the same. The Niners are right in front of the Cowboys in the draft.
Okay. Yes.
How furious would you be if they went and got Jeunty? They don't like. They just put anybody behind the line, and they're good. If they put him behind the line, I think they're going to be that much better.
0%.
0%.
Because we're not going to make that pick anyway.
You don't think they're getting Jeunty?
No. Cowboys 12. Are not making pick number 12.
Anymore. Oh, they're going to trade down and get somebody else?
Nope.
Trading up?
Nope. Stick around in about 11 minutes. I'll answer that question for you.
They're going to miss the pick.
No.
And then somebody's going to beat them.
No.
Okay.
You're miles away from the answer.
Oh.
All right.
That's called a tease, Corey.
The Seattle Seahawks. and the Los Angeles Chargers, do you see them as teams that could make a big step up? I'm particularly intrigued by the Chargers because at times they look phenomenal this year.
Defensively, stout team. I think they're going to play. I think that Harbaugh really needs to step in and say, I know that Herbert has this live arm, but we have to be just a better play action run the football team. He's not capable of really spreading it out and going. It just doesn't look like that. Their offense just doesn't work that way. They have a tremendous offensive line. Their investment in offensive line was huge. So they should be better. Run the ball. So if they do that, if they approach it that way, then I think they definitely could make that look. Seattle is interesting because I don't know. Sometimes that division is always a coin flip.
All right, some winners and losers from the media season. Now, I know we talked about a couple of those, but I wanted to throw out Netflix and Amazon. So there's a lot of concern that Netflix Stream wouldn't be able to handle the Christmas Day games after the problem that they ran into with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. However, Totally Fine attracted 65 million viewers for their two games. So just keep an eye out on Netflix as obviously a player, potentially next level player in these broadcasts. And then Amazon. Do you think people have finally thought Amazon is my Thursday Night Football? Amazon is my Thursday Night Football.
I love it.
Their audience year over year went from 11.8 million to 13.2 million. And the Thursday Night Football numbers were the best in the 19-year history of the Thursday Night Football package. This despite them being streaming only. So some of the games stunk.
You know, like some of the Thursday Night Football games weren't great.
Fair.
But we still, I think the way that they put it on air is fantastic. Plus, you have three different options to watch it. You have the regular version. You have the, I'm going to call it the Madden version, but it's called Amazon Vision.
Ooh.
But I call it the Madden version because they give you different angles. Sometimes I get confused by the angle way up behind the quarterback, but I still like it a lot. And they also, that adds some extra betting elements to it that they have conversations about. And there's the Spanish broadcast. But I do like the options to go back and forth from it. And like I said, there's just the visual of it is very, they did a very good job with it.
Now, I know some people were really kind of surprised, and I like the way the headline was done because it's factually accurate and it intrigues people. Chiefs give Travis Kelce March 14th deadline to decide playing future. That feels aggressive. And then you find out that March 15th, the very next day, Travis Kelce is due a $12.5 million roster bonus. So you get a month, figure out what you want to do. Does that feel like a fair amount of time?
Absolutely.
Especially since you have the roster bonus due the next day.
You probably already have some vacation plans with Taylor, and they're going to be extravagant because, you know, it's what it is. But she doesn't take, like, 1 week vacations. I feel like her vacations are a month long, you know?
Yeah.
So about a month is a perfect amount of time for him to go, I kind of like this beach.
Well, I would also argue she's, like, $12.5 million. I'll give that to you out of the Taylor pile.
Yeah.
There's just a big pile of money there, kind of like the Joker had. And you could just go get it.
It's just sitting in a dish at the front door.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, we don't give mints around here.
Yeah. We give mint $100
stacks
bills.
Of mint $100
Bam!
Bills.
Bam!
Need to be friends with her, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could make it happen, you should. So remember how we talked about
you.
How people Thank gambling you. In Nevada are terrible. Because they lost $22.1 million on the Super Bowl. However, people in Pennsylvania are good at it because their team won this year. So I'm guessing a lot of people bet on the Eagles, and Pennsylvania sportsbooks lost $6.5 million just on the Super Bowl.
Mm. That's part of it, right?
Sure.
Like if you're going to be a sportsbook, you got to know that you're probably going to get hit with that one.
And yes.
You're trying to aim for zero.
They always
so that
talk
you can
about,
get your 10%.
Yeah. They always talk about their liability. They're like, hey, we really need these teams to not win, and then we're good to go. All right, a couple more quick things. Travis Hunter will be a cornerback for his position at the combine because they said that you can't do both. For the Jets, they're going to be facing $45 million, $49 million in dead money on the Aaron Rodgers contract. So what they can do is they can still post June 1st it, hit $14 million of dead cap this year, $35 million in 2026, or they can be like, hey, I think our team's probably going to suck. Let's absorb the entire $49 million hit right now. And finally, did you see the Steelers fan bought billboards calling for Mike Tomlin's firing?
Why?
Ooh.
Because they gave him crummy quarterbacks?
Okay. That's a good question. So the billboard reads, standard is mediocrity. Trade Tomlin or sell the team, Rooney. We've had enough.
Wow.
The word enough is underlined on the billboard and all written in uppercase letters. Now, Kevin Adams is the person who took out the billboard on Twitter.
Brother Steven.
Maybe. Quote, you don't have to like me or the way I choose to celebrate the Steelers, but I'll always stand on what I believe in, and I put my money where my mouth is. Will change happen because of this? No. But it won't stop me from letting our voices be heard. How much do you think a billboard costs?
It depends on the billboard.
You tell us, you bought it.
I feel like some of the locations, yeah. I feel like some of the locations are more impactful.
I could see that.
Like there are some more trafficked ones.
Yeah.
I feel. I don't know. But I'm not in the billboard game. But I could ask somebody. I know somebody.
Oh, well.
How often are they just still the regular billboards versus like the digital ones?
I want the regular one. Because you know what happens? Yeah, when I look at the digital one, I'll see something. I'll be like, oh, what is that? And then it's changed.
Yes.
And I want the regular one so that it's always there. Right there in people's eyeballs.
Would you follow the advice of the 817 and said the word billboard is too long? Please call them Bilbos. It's like a slutty version of it.
Oh my God.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, jeez, Micah makes a call to action and we try to answer it. Plus, are Eagles fans more passionate than Cowboys fans? Next on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.